Good afternoon. Our coastal low will gradually start to exit today. That's been impacting our weather for the past few days. It does look like it's going to impact our weather pattern for one more day with northerly flow continuing. There is enough moisture in the atmosphere as this departs for us to see some clouds filling in this afternoon and even the chance for a few isolated showers, potentially returning to southern Adirondacks and eastern Catskills. Because of the amount of cloud cover we had overnight tonight, temperatures that started off mild in the mid to upper 40s are looking at our highs today reaching into the low to mid 50s because of those breaks of sunshine. Clouds are going to stick around for the night tonight as a weak mid-level warm front pushes into the region, resulting in surface winds shifting to the south to southwest. Temperatures again are going to stay relatively mild with lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a potent cold front that's sweeping across South Texas and into northern Mexico will help to diminish the severe threat for the day today. However, persistent southwesterly flow aloft with embedded upper level disturbances will aid in additional showers and thunderstorms throughout central and southern Texas to Arkansas and Louisiana. Rainfall rates could be high within heavier showers, and thunderstorms may promote the threat for localized flash flooding in parts of South Texas. Showers and thunderstorm activity is expected to taper off Saturday night, with only a few stray showers and thunderstorms possible across Texas on Sunday into Sunday night. The past 24 hours, the lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 at Zapata County Airport in Texas to a low of negative 23 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy with a high near 56. In Boston, chance for rain ending early on, but staying cloudy and windy with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour, highs looking to reach near 45 degrees. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 53, while the average low is 33. The record high of 79 was set back in 1950, while the record low of 14 was set back in 1954. Today's sunrise was at 6:31 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:25 p.m. That is 12 hours, 53 minutes of daylight for today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 51 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon, with highs reaching near the low to mid 50s. We will be seeing mostly cloudy skies for the night tonight, as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies for the day today, with highs reaching near the low to mid 50s. For the night tonight, we turn mostly cloudy, with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s and upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly cloudy this afternoon, with highs reaching in the upper 40s and low 50s for the night tonight. We stay mostly cloudy, with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s and upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly cloudy today, with highs reaching into the low 50s for the night tonight. We stay mostly cloudy, with overnight lows dropping down into the upper 30s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at partly sunny skies for this afternoon, with highs reaching near the mid to upper 50s for the night tonight. Mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, our area of low pressure that's been impacting us finally does look to depart the region, but first it does bring us a slight chance for some showers in the afternoon. We stay mostly cloudy throughout the course of the day as highs reach into the upper 50s. And as we head into Sunday night, still a slight chance for some showers as we start to work our way overnight. We turn partly cloudy though after that chance for shower clears on out. our overnight lows drop down into the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselback.